Yo, what up, man? We back with another episode of Official Grown Talk. I'm your host. Got your boy Senior. Got my man GB in the building, as always.
Oh, as always. All right, what's going on?
We the number one rated podcast in our opinion.
that's a fact. That's
you
a
always fact. gotta throw that in your opinion in there, cause motherfuckers be like, no, you not. Fuck you, nigga.
Fuck it, we are.
Right.
We are.
Hey, man.
You get on here and tell us different.
Right. Hey, what's going on with you, man?
Hey, shit, man. Just, you know, moving and moving as always.
What you sipping on, man?
I ain't sipping on nothing, man. Got me some H2O.
The same thing, man. You know? Gotta flush my kidneys, man.
Right.
Had a long weekend, you feel me?
you gotta hydrate, you know what I'm saying?
Gotta hydrate. Oh man. So let's get right to it, man. J. Cole going in the goddamn African League.
Yeah, I seen some shit like that on the gram today. I thought it was a joke.
I didn't know Africa had leagues like that, man. Not even trying to be
funny. Every country has a team.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, normally they play over there. The NBA play where they play. We don't hear too much about it, but they have their own leagues.
Wow.
They have their own leagues, like the Euro League, and, they got a league in China.
I don't mean no disrespect, but you feel like they getting him because he nice, or you think they trying to bring attention to the league?
I mean, you definitely want to. When you bring a big name to your league, it helps your league out. You know, this is where you see a lot of NBA players go proceeds, and they be stars over there. Like, look, if you look at like Stephon Marbury, for instance, right?
Stephon Marbury is like a
global ambassador over there. You know what I mean? Because it's Stephon a bigger Marbury name.
It's like Kobe over there.
Over there, yes. No, he's probably bigger than Kobe. They got a statue of him out there outside the arena.
Wow.
He's you know what I mean, he won like three championships over there. Yeah, he
appeared in the league a couple times, yeah.
Yeah, so you know, over there it's different. It's a whole different culture. So I've seen some, you know, clips of J. Cole playing. He looked like he could hoop. So
Listen, man, giving your average nigga 30 is completely different from giving a nigga like LeBron 30.
but you gotta think this is not the NBA.
That's a
this
fact.
It's a different league. It's a different league. So, you know, I think he's gonna be all right there too. You know, now he can actually promote his music over there too. Shit, why not?
Hey, you know what? The 15th, don't his album drop?
It does. Honestly, I ain't gonna hold you. I don't even keep up with albums anymore.
Nah, his album dropped the 15th or the 14th. Correct.
It does. Okay, that's perfect then.
Hey, you know, man, We need to get Ask Jeeves in here, man, so his ass can be Google checking our shit.
Right.
But still speaking with sports, I seen this pop up across a lot of platforms. Olympics. The Olympics are banning Black Lives Matter shirts, and if you kneel, each player that kneels will be banned from all athletic events. I don't know if you
really
saw it. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't understand why they're banning the Black Lives Matter movement at the Olympics, because that's the perfect time to do some shit like that. You know what I mean? So why?
I mean,
it's a peaceful protest.
Yes.
You know? Say it again.
You know, you can't force somebody. If they want to kneel, they want to kneel. That's, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, let's be honest. If it comes to basketball, LeBron, KD, and Anthony Davis and all them, they kneel, nigga. The squad is different.
Yeah, of course. Those are the big names.
Yeah.
But at the Olympics, you know what I mean? Remember this whole, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement and, you know, these protests and things. This was a worldwide.
Yeah, because so that's why I'm saying, like, you got to realize, but you got to remember, it's a lot of athletes that we've never heard of who have big, big endorsement deals where they pay out on how you place at the Olympics and what you do and what you're advertising. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to try to, they're not trying to fuck their bag up either. So, but then, what would you do? Time, what do you do?
At the same time, if you're telling me, because I'm a black man, this is something that I believe in, you don't want to give me an endorsement deal, that just tell me you're just like the rest of them.
Well, it's not just black people. They say any athlete that kneels.
No. Right, that kneel. But who has been kneeling? Black American.
Yeah, but it's been a pretty good mixture.
What else they were talking about? What other race that you know that?
Obviously, yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's not like there's other races out there doing it. They knew exactly what they were talking about. They
right.
They tried to cover it up by saying athletes, but basically you were saying the black ones.
I don't like it, but at the same time, it don't fuck with me because, I mean, I only watch the fucking NBA. That's all I'll be watching any fucking
right. I mean, the Olympics is limited. I mean, I watch that when it comes on. I do check, you know, some of the different sporting events.
So you be out there watching them niggas shock put and all of that, man.
I like seeing the different sports that you normally don't see. You know what I'm saying? But you got to think about it. Realistically, imagine if every black athlete kneel in the Olympic and they ban all black. There wouldn't be a fucking Olympic. You can imagine a all white fucking Olympics. Olympics ain't shit without no black people.
I imagine it being a very mediocre and unathletic event.
Right. So, if niggas stick together, they can't. What are they going to do?
Yeah.
All right, that's like imagine the NBA, the NFL, without any black athletes. They going to lose money either way.
Nigga, it's not enough people in the NBA at this point. That's a black dominated sport, the NBA.
Right, and the Olympics is too.
Shit, that you mean if you took all of the Spanish people out of baseball?
Right, where would you be?
All you would have is a bunch of pitchers.
Right.
You have a bunch of fucking pitchers.
Right, so everybody is needed, so you can't. I mean, that's. I would like to see how that's going to play out.
Yeah, I would love to see that.
Let's see how that's going to play out, because that's crazy. And what I said this shit.
It was...
The chairman of the Olympics. Was he white? I'm just asking.
The Olympics, I don't know if you know this, but everybody, the Olympics are supposed to be being held in Tokyo.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I'm pretty sure the chairman switches, because how often does the Olympics come around? Is it like every 4 years or something like that?
It's supposed to be every 4 years.
Okay, so if the Olympics are every 4 years, nigga, the chairman that was back in the day, nigga, they got to be dead by now, right? God damn.
Right. Yeah, I mean, but I don't know who's the chairman or whoever made who's in charge.
Right,
who makes
right.
That kind of decision. But, right. Anyway, I would expect the black athletes to speak up on that.
I don't know, man. I just feel like that was some hate. That's some hate. That's some hating shit right there. That's what I'm going to say.
It is.
Some hating shit.
I mean, but it's not like they. I mean, they don't say the Star Spangled Banner at the Olympics, so it's different then.
Right.
What do they say, though? That's a question.
No comment. You ain't about to put me in a trick bag. I'd say some borderline racist shit. Nope, not me.
Nah, I'm not trying to say no racist shit. I just asked.
No, I said, so I wind up saying some shit like that. Nope.
Oh, okay.
Nah, but look, on the hip hop, hey, did you, you know the guy from the Migos, right? You know the Migos?
Yeah. Yeah, I know you're talking about.
Okay, Quavo.
Yeah, what about him?
You know his him and his girl, they split up, right? Sweetie, ain't her name Sweetie?
So okay, Sweet Tea, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, it's something like that, Sweet Tea, you know. But
right.
She was in LA on the boardwalk, and she had a little microphone and a little boom box, and she was performing. They said she was performing for tips.
On a boardwalk, really?
Yo,
ain't she
they
like
said.
A artist now?
Yo, they said they was roasting her ass in the comments. They was like, "So this is what happens when you leave Quavo." She was on the boardwalk performing her. She was on the boardwalk performing her hit songs.
Why?
Well, before I get to that, because it's not gonna make it as funny, I just want to know. When's the last time you seen somebody with a hit song performing on the street with a little hat with change in it? That was got a hit song though.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, that would make you skeptical. Anyway, you'd be like, "What the fuck? You broke? What the fuck going on?"
Right. Either that or you got some mental issues.
Yeah, apparently she was walking on the boardwalk in LA somewhere. And she saw a street performer. They were singing, and she saw that they didn't have a lot of money in the tip jar, and she liked what they was doing. So she said she went for it, and she just decided, "I'm gonna perform my hit songs, and whatever change you get, that's you."
Oh, so that's different. Okay, she was.
That's fire. That's actually fire.
That's giving back. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
It's nothing wrong with that. But
the way
from
you
the outside looking in.
Nah, but the way you said it together, like she was just out there with a boombox, like she was ready to Raheem with some shit.
Nigga, if you saw the video, the video is only 15 seconds. So imagine you see a video, you standing there, you got a microphone connected to a boombox, and you see somebody standing there singing and dancing. You're gonna be like, "Oh, street performer." That's it.
That's a lot of shit.
You see somebody who. You see somebody that got like damn near 2-3 million followers on IG and they got a couple hit songs out, you're gonna be like, "Oh, they must be broke."
Right, yeah, that's people's first assumption though.
Of course, that was the assumption. That's why I brought it up. It's just something funny.
But right. yeah. But I mean that's dope what she did though.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh man.
I'm pretty sure that kind of expired seconds and stuff like that. That's what's up though. That's a good deed right there. Shout out to Sweet D.
Sweet T. Hey.
It's Sweet T, right? It's
you know
Sweetie.
Sweetie, yeah. You know what I was thinking about the other day? Remember the childhood memories in Chuck E. Cheese? How many times you been to Chuck E. Cheese?
Oh, you said what? Say that again?
How many times you been to Chuck E. Cheese?
I've been there quite a few times.
Okay. As a kid, right?
As a kid? Hell no. I ain't been there. That was expensive back then. I don't think Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, so you was never there? You was never there when they had the little ball pit and all of that?
Yeah. I remember seeing that.
Okay. I was just thinking how fucking hilarious that would have been if they still had the ball pit and it was the pandemic.
Yeah. How do you sanitize the balls?
Yo, I don't think they did. I honestly feel like they sprayed Lysol on the top, and then they got a little kid to get in there and just mix them around and shit.
I don't think they sprayed the top.
Yo, listen to me. You know how funny it is to think, yo, they spray Lysol on the top, and then they get three kids to just go in there in separate corners and then spin like on spin cycle in the wash machine. You'll mix them
just
up.
Fucking, just spray the shit even more.
Spread that lice all around.
Right.
Nah,
yeah.
But
yeah, I don't think they ever cleaned it, to be honest.
I was thinking about that, and then I was thinking about when it comes to Chuck E. Cheese. Remember, Chuck E. used to be like fat, right?
A fat rat.
Yeah, remember he was a fat ass rat.
Right.
You ever seen Chuck E. now?
Nah.
Chuck E. on lean. That nigga skinny as hell now.
He's getting shit. He on lean and he popping pills.
He popping perks. His eyes droopy.
My Molly Perkins.
I don't know if you saw that video, but they had Chuck E. Cheese hitting the nay-nay.
Yeah, I think I did see that one. Yeah, Chucky on drugs.
When you've been around as long as Chucky, he'd have seen it all and done it all.
Right, he's seen it all, done it all. He like, nah, you know what I mean? I'm living my life now, man. One of those perks.
This is the last thing I was thinking about. Yo, what's I'm gonna ask you, what's one thing you never seen black people put as far as clothing on their children?
Clothing?
Yeah, like, any right, like a character. What's a character you never seen a black person put on their child? You give up, nigga?
Beavis and Butthead, I don't know.
Monkeys, nigga. You ever noticed that?
That's true. Who the fuck would be a monkey for Halloween?
Nah, nigga. You never noticed that? Like, white people, they always got, like, these cute little shirts that had, like, a little monkey or a gorilla on it or bananas or something like that on their shirt.
So you think they trying to be funny? Like,
no, nah, I just, that's one of the things where you just be thinking to yourself, like, yo, I'm not putting no monkey on my goddamn child. They already call us monkeys any fucker.
Right. Yeah, that wouldn't make any sense at all.
I don't know. I just be thinking about shit, man.
Well, also, too, white people like all kind of weird animals and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because, I mean, I had a shirt for my son. It was a little giraffe on it. You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, that's cool. Right. Little giraffe, koala bear, right. Something like that. But whenever somebody would give me something and it had like a little monkey or bananas or anything like that, I was like, nah, he ain't wearing that. Remember, he had some little monkey slippers. I was like, nah, you can go ahead and throw them out, B.
Yeah. Some Batman or some shit.
Oh, man. Yo, speaking of tennis, nigga, when are y'all parents gonna realize this is for my 25 and under parents? Cause you know you got some early parents. Why the fuck are y'all spending all this money on Jordan's phone posits and all that? Get that goddamn kid some Paw Patrol, man. He don't know shit about Michael Jordan.
Nothing.
Shit about Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Deion Sanders. He don't know shit about them.
And it's so crazy that they buying all this shit, right? Michael Jordan sneakers is not the same price as it was when it first came out. Back in
it ain't the same price, and it damn sure ain't the same material. Nigga, the shoes. No. Yo, if you buy a pair of ones... I remember my boy, my homeboy, he had a pair of ones, right? He had them when they were a long time ago. Yo, the shoes damn near look the same. You buy a pair of ones now, you keep them in a box for 6 months to a year. The goddamn shit start turning colors and shit. Like, what material are they using?
Nah. Like, I like Jay, but I'm not buying that for my son, you know, who's not old enough to take care of the shit.
I learned my goddamn lesson when I bought him some Air Max. I was like, oh yeah, I gotta get on the Air Max with these, with the little polo tee and all of that. I was like, yeah, he gonna look fire. Man, that nigga looked good as shit for 10 minutes.
10 minutes and then it's just
He ran straight outside and jumped in the puddle. I'm like, nigga, what the fuck? I was like, you know what? Right. I was like, you know what? Go ahead, live your life, brother. That's my fault for buying that shit.
What people don't understand is, when it's gonna be, especially with the boys, it's gonna be a certain age where they're gonna start getting into fashion, getting into clothes. They want to look good. That's when you test the waters of buying up some decent shoes, some decent sneakers or whatever, to see how they how they conduct themselves. And then from there you can go from there. But if they still in the kid zone and they playing around and running, not buying no crate. Man, yeah,
What age were you when you actually started giving a shit about your clothing and how you look?
Junior high.
That's what I was getting ready to say. Around middle school, I was probably in like the fifth or sixth grade, and I started caring a little bit. And then probably like eighth grade is when I started taking a toothbrush to my tennis. You know what I mean? Okay. That's when you start taking the toothbrush home, and you gotta.
Right. That's the old school way of doing things.
Yeah, because you know, mom.
Don't know nothing about that.
Yeah, because you know moms is not playing that. You got to keep your shoes clean.
Because you're going to have them for a while.
You're not getting nothing for at least 2-3 months. So you know, all right, these forces, I gotta scrub these out.
Right. You definitely ain't want no dirty shoes. You know what I mean? No dirty sneakers back then.
Yeah, so
gotta
what's
keep
that?
Your feet looking fresh.
I'm trying to think. So how old is that? Junior high, you what? Around 13, 14?
Yeah, sixth grade. Yeah, about sixth grade.
About 13, 14. Yeah, yeah, that's around the age. Cause then, yo.
Well, up even 12, until, I mean, because when I was that age, I was, you know.
I feel like.
I was big on sneakers then.
I don't know, yo, because I feel like 12, that around the age of 12, your mom's is still pulling your clothes out. Like, nah, go wear this shirt with them pants and put them shoes on. You know what I'm saying?
I was dressing myself already.
Oh, okay. All right.
Just make sure.
All right, little Boosie. I-N-B-E-B-E-N-T.
Whatever I had, I just made sure that I made, you know, I try to keep my stuff clean.
Yeah. Now, my mom's work night shift. So what would happen is, yeah, in the morning, my mother would say, wake me up before you leave to walk to school. So you figure I'm like 8, 9 years old, 10, and I'm waking her up, and then she would give me the once over. She would look at me and she would be like, nah, take that off and put the other joints on. You know what I'm saying? But I was picking my stuff out, but if she ain't like how that shit looks, she'd be like, matter of fact, plug the iron up and hand it to me. Yo, I remember one time my mom's was so goddamn tired, yo. She told me to plug the iron up. And nigga, she said, hand me the iron. And I'm like, but the ironing board over here, she said, just hand me the goddamn iron and stop asking me so many questions. Bro,
right.
She took my pants and she laid them in the bed next to her and ironed my pants, bro. That's how tired she was. She didn't even get out the bed. I was like, damn.
Right on the bed. Yeah, hell yeah. Listen, if you don't understand.
Yo.
I ain't had no fucking ironing board with that thing in my bed. Anything that was laying flat was a fucking ironing board.
I remember my big cousin, he used to have a notebook or something like that, and he would lay it under his shirts to make sure get it flat. You know what
That's
I'm
how
saying?
You get the creases in them.
That's how you get the creases. Yeah, yo.
You gotta work with what you got, man.
Yo, I remember because what used to happen would be my mom's, she would get me stuff. My pops would get me stuff. But my older big cousin, the stuff that because he was in the fashion, the stuff that he didn't wear no more, he'd be like, yo, you want these Tims or you want these shoes or whatever. And he would give them to me. And then, you know, I got to take a toothbrush to it or whatever. Or he'd be like, look, take the laces out, get you some new laces. They like 50 cent, but the shoes is good. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like,
switch it up.
Yeah, and I learned so much game about wearing shit just off of, you know, paying attention.
Right. Like, me and my cousins, we around the same age, so what we used to do is, on the weekends, you know what I'm saying, I used to come by their crib, right?
Yeah.
So, some of the week, I'll bring the clothes, right? So, I'll give to them pants, shirt that week. They'll do the same. So we had a whole bunch of nice, you know, nice looking clothes, but they ain't realize we were switching shit up every weekend.
Well, my goddamn cousin, yo, my stepfather, this nigga, he went and got our hair cut, me and my cousin, my little cousin. He probably like a year or two younger than me.
Right.
So he went and got us both a haircut. And then he said, look, shit kind of tight. This is what I'm going to do. He said, I'm going to give you $60 and I'm going to give you $60. Y'all niggas make that shit work. Right?
Right.
So we went to the shoe store and I was like, all right, cool. I'm going to make that shit work. So I was like, all right, $60. Nigga, I can get a pair of forces because I already got me $10 saved right here.
Right. Right.
So then my cousin, he was like, "Well, shit, I'm gonna get these." Blah 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 blah. So he get his shoes, I get my shoes. We check out. So we walking down the street, and he was like, "Yo, you should let me borrow your shoes." And I was like, "Nah, yo, I can't let you borrow my shoes. I just got them. I ain't even worn them yet." He was like, "Nah, yo, just let me wear them. Yo, they gonna look good with this white tee I got." Nigga, every shoe look good with a white tee, but at the time, as a kid, all white forces with a white tee and some jeans, you look good. This nigga, we in the mall. We was, where the fuck was we at? Towson. We was in Towson Mall, nigga, going up the little escalator.
Okay.
Yo, this nigga, I told him, I said, "Yo, tie your shoestrings, yo." I said, "Tie the shoestrings on my shoes." This nigga like, all right, I'm going to tie them. He never tied them. He kept tucking the shoelace in. He was like, "Nah, they look better like this when you don't tie them. You know what I'm saying? It look better. You let the, it look like you letting the shoe breathe." And I'm like, "All right, whatever, yo. Just don't fuck the laces up." Nigga, right. We go up the escalator. All of a sudden, he's trying to get off, but he's stuck, and then he falls. And I'm like, "The fuck wrong with you, yo? Get up so I can get around you." This nigga right. Like, "Yo, I can't move. My foot stuck." And I'm like, "What?" So then I'm like, "Oh, hell no." Nah. Yo, it chewed the entire brand new lace up.
Wow.
I was sick. And then he scuffed it because the escalator, you know, is dirty and it got that little grease for the, about to keep going. So it had the little black creases and it looked like somebody, yeah, he fucked him up. I never got a chance to wear them. Yo, I was hot, yo.
I would be hot too, shit. Especially, you know, you ain't have any shoes or sneakers like that back then. Man, I don't know.
That's why I said every 2-3 months, I might get a pair, but I'm not getting the latest and greatest, nigga. I'm getting that shit that was old that niggas ain't really got like that and was still in the stores. So I was like, shit, I'm gonna get these because I know if I get these, they're a little cheaper and I could probably persuade moms to let me grab them. You know what I mean?
Right.
Especially if you go to Ross, nigga, you might be able to get two pairs depending on that price. You could fuck Ross up.
Yes, we ain't had no Ross.
I remember when niggas was like, "Yo, they selling phone posits in Ross." Nigga, they was actually wind up being the hybrid phone posits. You know the phone posits when they mixed them, I think
Ross?
They
should.
Nah, they was real. It was the ones, they was like mixed. You know how they do those shoe collabs? So it was the phone posit mixed with like, it looked like a Hyper Dunk or something like that.
Okay, you should, they were real?
They look real. I ain't wear them. I said, y'all can go ahead.
I'm just asking, like, I don't know Ross to be having no phone posits, but hey, you know,
I was in Ross a month and a half ago, and I seen they had a pair of LeBrons in there.
Oh, they did? Okay. I didn't know. I thought they, you know.
Yeah, but the price wasn't.
I thought they sold the same type of shoe that Payless used to sell. You know,
nigga, LeBron's was, they was $80 for the kid's shoe. So I was like, yeah, they got to be real. You taxing like that?
Oh, hell yeah.
They was real. And normally you could fuck Ross or Marshalls up and get some shoes that may be a couple years old, but they still, you know, was popular at the time. Right. You know, the little check might be off center like 20 degrees or some shit like that. You know, you can get that.
That shit is off, that shit is fake.
Oh my God. Hey, yo, so you telling me you never went to Marshall's or Ross and got a polo shirt?
No.
Really?
No. Like I said, when I shop, we didn't have Ross or Marshall's like that.
Oh, okay. Nigga, I've been a few times, nigga. I'd have seen Ross and Marshalls.
Nah, in my motherfucking neighborhood, we ain't had no fucking.
No.
That was more like in a white neighborhood.
That's more Manhattan. That's Manhattan.
Right, shit like that, nigga. We niggas wants to go to Manhattan. If niggas was going uptown or fucking go shopping, they'd go to Harlem. They ain't going to Manhattan. Manhattan was way too expensive.
Yeah. As an adult, you feel good going out there and paying damn near $20 more for some shit, thinking you done did something.
Yeah, we didn't do all that. We shot the hood. Every hood in the five boroughs have their own, you know what I mean, shopping area.
Yo,
we didn't need to go to that kind of shit. You know what I mean? We didn't have that. Even like Burlington, you know what I mean? Burlington, you know, we couldn't find you. They had that shit like way out in the white neighborhoods.
What I do remember, I know you remember too, when you go to the hood convenience stores or the bodegas or whatever you call them.
They used to have the
white tees on sale. You can get your white tee.
Oh, yeah. So we had some barbershop that used to sell us shoes too.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
I used to get my little hood, my little t-shirts. I used to get the little fatigue hats and the fatigue jackets from the barbershop too.
Nigga, you go to the barbershop, you coming out that bitch with a whole outfit and a fresh cut.
And a fresh cut.
Well, that's the barbershop we used to. Barbershops now done changed, yo. They don't have half of the shit that they used to, man.
Nah, they damn sure don't.
They had them niggas that used to come around like, yo, I got a boom box. Anybody want a boom box?
Right.
You be like, is it still in the box or is it used? You be like, no, it's fresh out the box. Oh, it fell out the truck. It fell out the truck. Okay.
I like to come through with the
niggas
that sell DVDs and CDs and shit.
Oh, yeah. That shit is obsolete, man. That used to be my uncle said that used to be a hustle.
It was. Barbers used to have multiple hustles.
Nigga, whenever you wanted to see a movie, you'd be like, you know what? I'm going to run up to the barber shop and see if anybody up there. And if it ain't too busy, get a shape up.
And because niggas, either if somebody always was coming in and out of the barber shop, hustler, selling something.
Yeah, absolutely. Yo, I remember this was like 7-8 years ago. Nigga, it was Christmas time. I was getting a crut. It was like a week before Christmas. My mans was like, yo, I got these Michael Kors boots and these Uggs. And he was like, yeah, I got this size, this size, this size. I was like, yo, this shit real. He said, nigga, do it matter?
Hey, at least he came before you with you.
Hey, man. Yo, that shit was funny, yo.
He kept it funky, but you know?
Nah, man, it's nigga, matter, nigga. It's a week before Christmas, nigga. You get this, right. You ain't got to worry about running in them stores. I said, shit.
That's a fact.
Get the same wear and tear, motherfucker.
Right. That's just like up in Chinatown, up in New York, when the female they getting them handbags, them shits be looking so identical, you can't tell a fucking difference.
Yo. The only people that know if that shit is real or not is the people that got a real one, and they not inspecting your shit like that because they don't give a fuck what you got.
Bootleg is not the same as it used to. Bootleg now, you really won't be able to tell the difference. These motherfuckers are that good.
Yo, I remember one time I bought some fake forces, some fake white forces, right?
Right.
We up in New York. This was like 07, 08.
Right.
And we was up there, and a guy was like, yo, y'all want some tennis? And we was like, hell yeah, we want some tennis. Where you at? Yo, he took us all the way around the Mayberry bus, but then took us back around to the block where he was supposed to be at. We noticed he went in a fucking circle, and I was like, why'd you go in a circle? That's just stupid.
Right.
But anyway, he goes up these steps. Yo, this little ass room on the second floor had boxes all the way up to the ceiling with nothing but forces, Jordans. I think it was a retro threes or something like that. And he had, I don't even think he had Air Max. He had one other shoe. I can't remember. Nigga, them shoes, he was like, yo, give me 45 and you got it. I said, ain't no fucking way he charging $45 for a real Air Force. I said, this shit fake as hell.
Yeah, but did it look real?
It looked real until I got home and I put my foot in it and that shit hurt. It was negative. It was something in the inside where I couldn't get to it to like cut it, and it kept stabbing my goddamn foot. And I was like, okay. Yeah, they was cut real different. So I wore them, but I had to wear two socks with them.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to get my wear and tear out them. Bitches.
Right. But now, I'm telling you, nowadays, it ain't like that. These motherfuckers are good.
Well, niggas ain't buying fake Air Forces anyway. You might as well just go ahead and get the real ones.
Who's buying fake everything?
I don't know, man.
You would not be able to tell a difference.
Let me. I'm gonna tell you like this: it's certain shit that's worth buying fake,
And then there's certain stuff that's not worth buying fake.
That's true, right. But I mean, you don't buy everything fucking fake, nah.
You can't buy a fake pair of Levi's. They're not. It's not gonna fit. It's not gonna fit right.
I beg to differ, man. Some of these guys are that fucking good. I'm telling you.
Oh, you must got a connect. Shout out your connect, man. Go ahead so you can get us this discount.
Even if I had one, nigga, make it shit hot, nigga.
Shout out to connect, man.
You know what I mean? But nah, it's telling nigga, they got all kinds of shit. I've seen motherfuckers selling shit. And I'd be like, all right. That shit look identical. You wouldn't really be able to tell the difference.
Oh, man. Well, it looked like it's the end of the show, so yeah, this is what we're going to do, man. What is the message of the day, good brother?
What's the message of the day? Hey, message of the day is everybody out there that's scamming on that PPP loan.
Oh, shit.
The alphabet boys is on your ass now. If you ain't do the right thing with it.
Nigga,
to be more careful.
I seen this lady. She said, this lady said she had advice for people who got the PPP loan and they didn't use it properly. She said, this is what she said, this is what I recommend you do. I recommend you go to one of your go into the smallest room that you can think of, get you a sleeping bag, get you a low ass nightlight, and start getting used to confined spaces.
Good advice.
Yo, that shit funny as hell, man.
That is funny, though, because what's going on? You already know they already investigating. Pretty Ricky get caught with some shit.
Nigga, they got a list of everybody that they gave the fucking shit to, and it's on the internet.
Right, you can't play with the government. They don't think they're gonna keep record of the shit.
They put your name on a list. They're gonna get to 1,168 eventually.
Oh yeah, they gonna listen. Everybody that applied for that shit and didn't do what they were supposed to. Listen, that's federal charges. You don't want that kind of smoke.
You down with PPP? Yeah, you know me.
Hey.
Oh shit.
Oh man, but you know what? Last year, man, I think that was a real big year for the scammers.
Year. It was a big year for the wannabe scammers too. You going them goddamn jails gonna be packed.
Fact. But see, that's
I want to give a shout out too, man.
Dude.
Shout out to what's the guy's name, man? Oh man, I can't remember his name. Yo, they bailed out 30. They bailed out 30 people from the jail that was in there for misdemeanors or small crimes, man. I don't know if you've seen that. It was two rappers, man. I can't think of their name off the top of my head. Yeah, it was small stuff. They wasn't bailing out anything that wasn't like big time, like murder or rape or anything like that. You know, they would bail you out. Right. It's got to be a high profile case or something like that. Any fucking way.
They bailed them out, then what?
Yeah, they bailed them out, man. Just to get them out of there, man. Because they was like, they know what it's like to get to know that you in there for some small shit, but you ain't got the money to afford to bail yourself out, or you can't get your family to bail you out. So,
right.
I thought that you know. It's a lot of people that get in jail for some stupid shit and know they fucked up. You know what I mean? And they like, damn, I just wish I could, you know, get out and get my shit together. And they gave them people a chance. That's sometimes all people need is for somebody to realize that people give a fuck about them.
Right. True.
Sometimes. True. That's why I said sometimes, because, you know,
there's a lot of
fucking idiots out here.
A whole lot of them. They just doing the dumbest shit in the world. You're just like, what the fuck, man?
Dumbest shit in the world. But, man, we ain't gonna keep y'all no longer, man. This official grown talk. We out.
All right.
One.